Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
It's that time of the year. We're starting to see people picking up the coughs and the colds. So what can you do if your child gets a bug? Should children be going to school or creche with one? Well, for more, we're joined by Dr. Ilona Duffy, Monaghan-based GP. Good morning, Ilona.
Morning, Claire.
It's the time of year, isn't it?
It definitely is, and it's ramping up again, as we'd expect at this time of the year, with presentations from both children and adults with respiratory illnesses.
So what are you seeing in the main around and about now?
Well, I suppose we're seeing the general undiagnosed viruses, so the simple coughs and colds, but we're also seeing a slight rise in influenza. So definitely flu, we know, and the HSE in their bulletins are saying that swabs are showing that flu is starting to ramp up, and RSV, which can affect young children and adults and probably leading to more hospitalizations in the last few weeks as well. And that's kind of reflected in what we're seeing here in our GP surgeries, people presenting with coughs and colds, some managing to deal with it themselves, not need antibiotics, not need any extra care, not need hospital. Others, especially the elderly and the very young children, perhaps needing that extra bit of help and ending up being referred to hospital.
We hear a lot, and I don't know if you've seen this as well, but we hear a lot anecdotally, people have a lingering cough that they just can't seem to shake. That's a viral infection, is it?
Well, when you get a cough, usually it's because you've had some kind of an infection affecting your airways. And when that happens, be it viral or be it bacterial, but probably more so even with the viruses, what we find is there's a bit of inflammation in the airways and you start producing more mucus. So it's similar. When you have a head cold, your nose is streaming, you're having to blow your nose, but there's also mucus going down the back of your throat. And until the airways settle down and that inflammation goes, you will have that irritation there and therefore either the runny nose or the cough continuing. But I think most people feel if they have a cough and it's going on that it should be settled and it's a reason to need an antibiotic, whereas our advice and the advice from the HSE is that give it time, it will settle. Treat the obvious things that might be causing the cough, such as the snuffly nose, because if you can dry that up and stop stuff trickling down the back of your throat, you'll obviously stop the cough as well.
So what are you saying for them to do in that circumstance? Because the antibiotic isn't going to help. We know some people feel that they should be on an antibiotic when you know that it's not going to work. So take us through what they should be doing. You mentioned they're cleaning up the snuffly nose.
Yes. So, look, first of all, looking at your cough. If it's just a simple cough and you're not particularly short of breath and you're not wheezing, or as a young child, they're not kind of waking repeatedly during the night with the cough or perhaps vomiting with the cough, then look at it. It's a matter of watch and wait. If you have a runny nose, you're an adult, you can take decongestants. Always check with your pharmacist to make sure it's not going to interfere with anything you're already on. The likes of Sudafed, Actifed, medications like that that are freely available over the counter. Sometimes people find that they're finding it hard to move the mucus, so a mucus and there are lots of cough bottles that have something to help break the mucus so it's looser and it's easier to cough it up. And again, people often buy those over the counter and it can help. It's not going to do much except make it easier to bring up that mucus, but definitely that can make things more comfortable. Another thing for older children and adults is nasal lavage, so washing out the sinuses with salted water. And that works really well, again, talking to your chemist. So if you have all of this, let's say, gunk that's there in the morning at the back of your throat, or you're finding stuff trickling down the back of the throat, sometimes doing this wash out, squirting salted water up through the nasal passages. And it means that it will clear that and allow the sinuses to drain, so you're not having that constant drip, drip, drip.
Okay, so that might lead to the cough eventually settling, which is what we want. Now, if you have a child who has a cough like that, in many instances the creche or the school don't want that child in the school or in the childcare setting, which can be really difficult because the parent probably knows, well, the child isn't really sick but they're having to stay off. What do you do in those circumstances?
I think it's a real problem, and I think it's one of the things that drives that request for antibiotics from many parents, because they're afraid that this will go on and on, their child won't improve, will perhaps deteriorate, and that it's meaning they're having to find alternative childcare if the creche is refusing to accept them. So we know there absolutely are very contagious illnesses in childhood. So I'm thinking the likes of chickenpox and the likes of that, and gastroenteritis, where you shouldn't be sending your child in when they're actively unwell. But the simple cough, the simple sore throat, the simple sore ear, those children should be allowed to continue to go to creche. And we know that there is guidance on this in the UK. There's the formal guidance on and who should be excluded from creche or school. And very definitely, if they have low-grade temperatures that are easily managed, and if they're well otherwise, then those children should be allowed to continue to go to school and creche.
Okay, so you're saying even with a low grade temperature and maybe a bit of ear pain, if that can be managed, they should be allowed in, they should be allowed to attend.
Well, there's no medical reason, if they're well, for them not to be allowed to go to school and to creche. Now, the problem is many creches have taken an all or nothing approach, and if you have a temperature, your child, or if your child has a temperature, they can't go to creche and they have to stay home. But the reality of it is that temperatures, even with a viral illness, can last up to 3 days. So, you know, it seems ridiculous not to allow them into creche. Are these highly contagious and highly dangerous illnesses? No, so therefore there's no reason why they shouldn't be allowed to circulate amongst their peers in the creche.
Mm-hmm. How do you challenge those rules though? Because as you say, there's guidance, isn't there, in the UK, but not here, so they can decide on their own rules.
Well, I suppose that's where we'd look to our public health colleagues. Hopefully, maybe at some stage we might be able to formalise that. But also, I think perhaps us as GPs in our local areas, perhaps circulating different documents and things to the creches if we find particular creches are problematic and are making it difficult for the parents. Because, I understand that the creches may have concerns about having an unwell child there. But the reality is what all this is doing is it's kind of making it more difficult for parents. It's making them push to get an antibody because many people still feel, well, you know, it's a virus, but they could get worse. Give me the antibiotic now just to be sure. And we know that we are seeing increasing problems where we're seeing resistance to the antibiotics. So we have got to be mindful that antibiotics should only be used for bacterial infections when they are required.
Mm-hmm. And many doctors now will say, well, I'll give you the prescription for the antibiotic, but don't get it for 24 hours or for 36 or 48 hours. Is that working? Are people heeding that?
Well, there's kind of mixed data on that, and it depends what way the delayed antibiotic is given. So obviously, if the prescription is handed to a parent, they are more likely to fill it. But still, we're seeing increasing figures that only 30% will fill, only 50% will fill it if it's in their hand. Other things, like now we're able to electronically email that prescription to the pharmacy and perhaps say to them, do not dispense for 24 hours. Or other options would be come back to the surgery and pick up the prescription if you feel your child is no better, ring in and you won't have to look for another appointment. Because we are mindful that people struggle, number one, maybe to see their GP in a timely fashion at times, but also that they may be busy and the thoughts of having to ring through to a GP surgery can be difficult. So I do think that delayed antibiotic, if you're given it by a GP, it doesn't mean to go and get it and keep it in a dry powder form and use it for something else in the future. It really means don't use it. Destroy it in a couple of days if your child hasn't needed it. Because if they're sick 2 weeks later, we don't know that that antibiotic would be the right antibiotic for their new presentation.
Mm-hmm. And just going back then, I know you said if there's a low-grade temperature and the child is well, they should be allowed to go in. If the temperature is higher, or if there's a stomach problem, for example, that child shouldn't be mixing with others, should they?
Well, interesting, you brought up the temperatures. I think many people don't know how to manage temperatures. And, you know, we kind of always said a temperature over 37.5 and a child was raised. We're now moving more towards saying that unless it's over 38, we probably don't need to be treating it, except if they look particularly unwell and they seem distressed. And again, Calpol or paracetamol in whatever form should be the first line before your ibuprofen or your Nurofen. And the HSC.ie have got really good, in undertheweather.ie, really good advice. And I think they actually have a document there that tells you the doses based on weight, which is absolutely more accurate than basing it on age. So yeah. If a child has a temperature that's difficult to control, they shouldn't be going in. It's likely that they're going to need more treatment and they need to be monitored. So they should be at home with somebody looking after them. But again, if the temperature is easily managed and Calpol or Nurofen going into creche is going to sort them, then they should be allowed to go.
Now, I have a couple of questions, Ilona, coming in from listeners. And this person has heard about a thing called walking pneumonia doing the rounds in Galway. What is that? Is it something new they want to know?
Well, I think it's more that pneumonia, people kind of figure you must be really unwell and you'll know you'll have been coughing, you'll have high temperatures and you'll kind of figure that that's what it is. We are seeing some atypical infections presenting at the moment and they sometimes can be a bit more masked in how they present. People may have a cough and that may be children or adults and seem very well, but when they do, the cough is lingering. I think the big thing is a cough that's persisting on, temperatures that are persisting on and perhaps general unwellness and noting yourself a little bit more short of breath, then you do see your doctor. And that walking pneumonia is more that when we examine you and see you, we actually find quite clear signs of a dense infection. So we're maybe seeing an area or listening to your chest and hearing an area with reduced air entry. So again, you know, how do we know? Don't panic. But I think the thing is, if you feel you're not right and you've given yourself a little bit of time, the few days, and tried the over-the-counter remedies and you're not improving, we absolutely want to see you.
Okay, another one. What can you take to dry up your runny nose if you're on blood pressure tablets?
Okay, so somebody on blood pressure tablets can't take pseudoephedrine-containing medications, and that is the Sudafeds, the Actifeds, and the likes of that. However, there is new evidence that in an acute phase, if you're very congested, using steroid nasal sprays at a double dose can help. So what that's doing is it's acting locally with the steroid, reducing the inflammation, and that may help, especially if you're very uncomfortable. And again, the nasal washout, doing that Sterimar or the all the different forms that there are of washing out, and that clears the pressure in the sinuses and clears some of the mucus that may be irritating you.
The steroid nasal spray is prescription, is it?
There are some available over the counter, and Flixonase is available over the counter, and I think Nasobec, so talk to your pharmacist about that. But we would normally go with double the dose twice a day for up to 2 weeks and then back to normal dose or stop it.
Ilona, great advice as always from you. Thank you very much for being with us this morning. That's Dr. Ilona Duffy, Monaghan-based GP. Coming up next, we'll find out more about this news we heard about this morning, that the Irish language rap group NECAP has won its discrimination case against the former Conservative Minister Kemi Badenoch. We'll hear about that after this.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.